You know, most of us don't deliberately plan to arrive at a place in life we don't like. It's rarely a conscious choice to be unhealthy or broke or unhappy in our relationships. It's usually a slow drift. We simply fail to plan to arrive somewhere good. We get caught in the current of the day-to-day, reacting instead of designing. And then, one morning, you wake up, look in the mirror, and you have this sudden, shocking realization. How did I get here? It's a moment of profound clarity where you realize the accumulated weight of thousands of tiny, seemingly insignificant neglects. That moment is frightening. But let me tell you, it's also a gift, because that shock is the beginning of turning around. It's the necessary friction that sparks a change. Now, the key isn't to overhaul your entire existence overnight. That's a recipe for disaster. That's how you pull a muscle in the gym of life. Instead, I decided to run an experiment, a 10-day trial. You see, the mind gets scared when you say forever, but it can handle 10 days. Anyone can hold their breath for a moment. Anyone can be disciplined for a week and a half. I picked 8 small habits, nothing earth-shattering, things you might overlook, things that are easy to do. But as I always say, they're also easy not to do. The difference between success and failure is often subtle. It's not a chasm, it's a fine line. So I stepped over that line just to see how the view looked from the other side. So what did I actually do? I didn't try to move mountains. I just tried to move myself. I started with the morning. I decided to greet the sun rather than let it wake me up. The first 3 days, I'll be honest with you, they were a struggle. The blankets felt like they weighed 1,000 pounds. But I remembered what we always say. Discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons. I chose the ounces. I swapped the morning news for 30 minutes of reading. Why fill my mind with the world's chaos before I've even had my coffee? Instead, I filled it with ideas. I drank a gallon of water. I walked around the block. Simple things. But here's the fascinating part. By day 4, the struggle started to fade, and a strange new energy began to take its place. Then I tackled the workday. You know the old saying, don't mistake movement for achievement. It is remarkably easy to get faked out by being busy. You can be as busy as a bee, but if you're just buzzing against the window pane, you aren't getting anywhere. It's like a rocking chair. Plenty of motion, but no progress. So for 10 days, I declared war on distraction. I turned off the noise. No radio in the background. No constant checking of the mail every 5 minutes just to see if the world had ended. I practiced total, unwavering concentration. When I worked, I worked. When I played, I played. I didn't mix the two. You know, diffused sunlight warms the earth, but if you focus that same sunlight through a magnifying glass, you can start a fire. That is the power of concentration. And a miracle happened. I accomplished in 6 hours what usually took me 10. It turns out, we aren't usually tired from the work itself. We are tired from the resistance to the work. We exhaust ourselves trying to multitask, spinning plates, splitting our poor minds in half. Once I aligned my focus, the fatigue vanished. It was like taking the parking brake off the car. You realize suddenly that time is the one currency you can't earn back. So why spend it so carelessly? Now, what about when the sun goes down? Most folks, they just collapse at the finish line. They slide into the sofa, turn on the television, and let someone else do their thinking for them. They use the evening to escape their life rather than study it. But for these 10 days, I tried something different. I decided to capture the day. I took 10 minutes before sleep to review the performance, just like a quarterback watching game tapes after a match. I asked myself the hard questions. What did I learn? What worked? What went wrong? How did I treat people? You see, the day is a piece of the mosaic of your life. If you don't evaluate it, you are doomed to repeat the mistakes of today again tomorrow. That is not just a pity, that is a tragedy. To make a mistake is normal. To repeat it for 10 years is a disaster. I also wrote down 3 things I was grateful for. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Almost too simple to count. But here is the shock. By day 7, my attitude had shifted entirely. I wasn't looking for problems anymore. I was scanning the horizon for blessings. I was training my mind to find the gold among the dirt. And once you start looking for gold, you find it everywhere. Here is the part that truly shocked me. It wasn't just that I had more energy or that I got more done. It was the fundamental change in how I felt about myself when I looked in the mirror. You see, we often worry about our reputation with others, what the boss thinks, what the neighbors think. But I learned that the most important reputation is the one you have with yourself. Self-esteem is really just the scorecard of your own integrity. Every time I did the push-ups when I didn't want to, every time I picked up the book instead of the remote control, I was winning a private victory. I was telling myself, I am in charge here, not my moods. I was depositing a vote for the type of person I wanted to be. By day 10, I walked taller, not out of arrogance, but out of assurance. Why? Because I kept my promises to myself. The worst kind of deception is self-deception, and the greatest kind of victory is self-conquest. I realized that success is not something you pursue like a hound dog chasing a rabbit. If you chase it, it often eludes you. No, success is something you attract by the person you become. And in 10 short days, I had started becoming someone different. You might ask, Jim, can 10 days really change a life? Let's be realistic. No, 10 days cannot change your life completely. You can't change your destination in a day, but you can change your direction. And that is everything. What 10 days can do is change your philosophy. And your philosophy is the major factor that determines how your life works out. I discovered a profound truth during this experiment. Everything affects everything else. There are no isolated compartments in your life. You cannot walk around the block and then immediately eat a donut. The walk makes you want the apple. You cannot read a good book and then speak poor words to your family. The book elevates your language and your spirit. It is a chain reaction. We tend to think things are separate, that our health has nothing to do with our business, or our business has nothing to do with our attitude. But it's all connected. Every discipline affects every other discipline. If you change the way you do one thing, you begin to change the way you do everything. That is the magic of the new habit. It isn't just a task. It is a key that unlocks a dozen other doors you didn't even know were closed. So here is the challenge. Don't wait for a better time. The time is now. I ask you to commit to these 8 habits for just 10 days. Wake up early, read, hydrate, move, focus, cut the noise, review your day, and give thanks. It is a simple list, but it yields a powerful result. Remember, the magic isn't in the complexity. It's in the consistency. What is easy to do is also easy not to do. So choose the habit. Change your direction. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your path. 10 days from now, let's see what you have built.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.